pruebas de certificación. Escucharás el audio dos veces. Dispones de 2 minutos para leer la tarea, 1 minuto entre escuchas, 1 minuto al finalizar la segunda escucha. Tarea 1.
It all started in October 2014. I had planned this trip for a long time, and it finally happened. My friend and I traveled to India, one-way ticket for unlimited time. Shortly after, only 4 days to be accurate, my friend decided that this place is not for her, and she left. I was all by myself, 21 years old in a foreign country, trying to figure out what to do next. The first month was tough. I didn't know what to expect and struggled to travel by myself and enjoy at the same time, but it was one of the best gifts I've ever gotten. I overcame the initial obstacles and kept traveling for 8 more months, all by myself, and also met awesome people along the way. I fell in love with traveling alone, and since then I traveled by myself to Japan, to India 2 more times, to South Korea, and it's just the beginning. Traveling with friends is fun. I'm not against it at all. When I travel with my friends, I enjoy as well, but traveling alone is something completely different. It is a journey to the unknown, an adventure. When you travel alone and release overthinking and overcontrolling, you open a door for breathtaking experiences. When you travel with people, you focus on them, deciding together, compromising. It is a kind of commitment. You are also less open to meeting new people and experiencing unusual things. I call it social laziness. You have your friends, they are your backup, your safe zone, so why would you make an effort to meet new people? Of course it can happen anyway, but when you travel alone you have a complete freedom. You wake up in the morning and ask, what do I want to do today? You're more open to whatever comes and more likely to make new friends, because you're by yourself, so why not? You attract encounters with fascinating people and unique experiences. You can really feel your every step and action, every thought, feeling and choice. Call it selfishness if you want. I call it freedom. Traveling alone develops your independence. You're on your own, outside of your comfort zone, and if you don't take care of yourself, nobody will. You jump right in and get by. You decide what you want to do. You connect with new people and face different challenges, cultural, language barriers, and more. If you want to get from place to place, you need to figure out how to do it. Navigate, ask people, use transportation. You manage your expenses and prioritize. Dormitory or a private room? Eat 2 large meals every day and a snack in between? Even if you travel in a developed country, you're in a kind of survival mode. It's not what you're familiar with, and you have to take care of everything by yourself. It doesn't sound that fun, right? But it makes you feel good. You accomplish more and more things, personal achievements. You prove yourself that you can overcome fears and deal with every challenge. And of course you get to have fun in between, or even at the same time, depends on your attitude. Every challenge can be fun in a certain way if you enter a playful state of mind. As I already mentioned, when you travel, especially when you travel alone, you get the amazing opportunity to meet new people from all around the world. Locals, other travelers, or foreigners who live there. You learn about other people's lives, listen to their stories, and take ideas. Most of the people I've met during my trips are very unique and live their lives in unusual ways. They inspired me a lot. These people you meet are usually different from those you see around your environment every day back home. If you go to fancy hotels, it's less likely to happen, but in hostels you usually get to meet new people and find new travel buddies. Traveling alone is not about actually being alone, but also about making new friendships and travel with people you meet along the way. You'll be surprised at the amount of travelers that are in every corner. It all started in October 2014. I had planned this trip for a long time, and it finally happened. My friend and I traveled to India, one-way ticket for unlimited time. Shortly after, only 4 days to be accurate, my friend decided that this place is not for her, and she left. I was all by myself, 21 years old in a foreign country, trying to figure out what to do next. The first month was tough. I didn't know what to expect and struggled to travel by myself and enjoy at the same time, but it was one of the best gifts I've ever gotten. I overcame the initial obstacles and kept traveling for 8 more months, all by myself, and also met awesome people along the way. I fell in love with traveling alone, and since then I traveled by myself to Japan, to India 2 more times, to South Korea, and it's just the beginning. Traveling with friends is fun. I'm not against it at all. When I travel with my friends, I enjoy as well, but traveling alone is something completely different. It is a journey to the unknown, an adventure. When you travel alone and release overthinking and overcontrolling, you open a door for breathtaking experiences. When you travel with people, you focus on them, deciding together, compromising. It is a kind of commitment. You're also less open to meeting new people and experiencing unusual things. I call it social laziness. You have your friends, they are your backup, your safe zone, so why would you make an effort to meet new people? Of course it can happen anyway, but when you travel alone you have a complete freedom. You wake up in the morning and ask, what do I want to do today? You're more open to whatever comes and more likely to make new friends, because you're by yourself, so why not? You attract encounters with fascinating people and unique experiences. You can really feel your every step and action, every thought, feeling and choice. Call it selfishness if you want, I call it freedom. Traveling alone develops your independence. You're on your own, outside of your comfort zone, and if you don't take care of yourself, nobody will. You jump right in and get by. You decide what you want to do. You connect with new people and face different challenges, cultural, language barriers and more. If you want to get from place to place, you need to figure out how to do it. Navigate, ask people, use transportation. You manage your expenses and prioritize. Dormitory or a private room? Eat 2 large meals every day and a snack in between? Even if you travel in a developed country, you're in a kind of survival mode. It's not what you're familiar with, and you have to take care of everything by yourself. It doesn't sound that fun, right? But it makes you feel good. You accomplish more and more things, personal achievements. You prove yourself that you can overcome fears and deal with every challenge. And of course you get to have fun in between, or even at the same time, depends on your attitude. Every challenge can be fun in a certain way if you enter a playful state of mind. As I already mentioned, when you travel, especially when you travel alone, you get the amazing opportunity to meet new people from all around the world. Locals, other travelers, or foreigners who live there. You learn about other people's lives, listen to their stories, and take ideas. Most of the people I've met during my trips are very unique and live their lives in unusual ways. They inspired me a lot. These people you meet are usually different from those you see around your environment every day back home. If you go to fancy hotels, it's less likely to happen, but in hostels you usually get to meet new people and find new travel buddies. Traveling alone is not about actually being alone, but also about making new friendships and travel with people you meet along the way. You'll be surprised at the amount of travelers that are in every corner.